All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture. And they're celebrating the 4th of July with up to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off select styles. Bring vacation vibes home with breezy outdoor seating. Or enjoy leisurely lunches at clean line dining tables. All on sale at All Modern. And then get it delivered for free in days. You heard that right, days. That's Modern made simple. Shop up to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off select styles June 28th through July 7th during All Modern's 4th of July sale at allmodern.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foote.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Welcome into this week's edition of Talking Ball. My name is Jerry Hamilton, joined as always by CJ Vogel. We want to talk today about Sarkin quarterback recruiting. That's Quinn Ewers, Arch Manning, who are just at the Manning Passing Academy, Trey Owens on campus, KJ Lacy committed, Dia Bell committed in 2026. But before we get into that, I'm going to take a second for Longhorn Wealth Management, the sole sponsor of Talking Ball. John is a proud Texas X's member whose wife and six siblings are also University of Texas graduates. Over 40 of the Donovan clan just celebrated their family reunion in Austin this past weekend, and we had a great time hanging out with John at the SEC celebration Sunday night. Their University of Texas connection explains why John branded his firm Longhorn Wealth and has dedicated his firm to providing total wealth management for Texas alumni, employee, family, and friends. Yesterday, John was on campus for the UTSEC kickoff party, where John congratulated athletic director Chris Del Conte and all of the UT leadership on their officially joining of the SEC and making UT's future even brighter. As you may know, John's a certified financial planner with over 30 years of experience, and he wants to offer every On Texas football member and fan a free 90-minute consultation to explore how Longhorn Wealth can help you and your family maximize your wealth, minimize your taxes, and secure your own financial future and legacy. So just give John Donovan and the Longhorn Wealth team a call at 972-707-4900 to schedule your own 90-minute free consultation appointment, or just go to www.longhornwealth.net to pick up a consultation time and date on John's calendar that works best for you. Longhorn Wealth looks forward to hearing from you soon, and hook 'em. All right, CJ, you're down at the Manning Passing Academy, and you've talked a little bit about that. We've seen the interviews, but what we want to talk about today is, you know, the progression of Quinn Ewers, maybe physically and on the field, right? What did you see from him? Any change from the spring physically?
Yeah, he looks much more filled out. And I think, you know, that was a big point of emphasis this offseason for him, was getting that body right. And he's been dinged up the past 2 years with, you know, kind of nagging injuries. And, you know, it keeps him from coming back on the field. And I think this year they understand how important it is for him to stay on the field. Of course, going into a draft eligible year, a year in which Texas has very high expectations. What is it for him to stay on the field, but also be able to take those big hits? And I don't expect Quinn to become a big dual threat running quarterback. He did it at times a year ago that I think surprised some folks, but again, it's not necessarily his game. He wants to stay in the pocket behind that big offensive line and let his wide receivers do the work. And so when talking to Quinn during the media availability and even some afterward, it became apparent, you know, this offseason was all about getting myself ready for the SEC and the style of play that they have in that conference. He's very excited for this wide receiving group. And again, he put together a great week of throwing the ball in drills, getting that kind of tutelage from Peyton and Eli Manning, just kind of going through the day-to-day of the Manning Passing Academy. I was impressed. You know, he was built basically for these kind of situations, Jerry. Yes. He loves kind of sitting out there and showing off the arm. He had a great throw that made the rounds on social media earlier with that, you know, go route. That was a great catch over the shoulder, right in stride into the end zone. So again, he understands what it takes to go into the SEC. He's excited for it. And again, I think he's got his body right. He's up to about 208, 209 pounds at the moment right now. Wants to add a little bit more muscle going into the season. But right now, I think that's a great starting point as a, you know, the fall camp starts up in about a month.
You posted a photo of him and Bill Belichick having a conversation. I don't know if Quinn got into that or what you noticed from that, but did Quinn comment on that at all?
He didn't, and I thought it was interesting. Of course, he was the first guy that Coach Belichick spoke to whenever he arrived at the camp. He got to see the quarterbacks throw Thursday afternoon. He stuck around, Coach Belichick did, all the way throughout Friday. And so after Friday and after all the media availabilities, he'd go up and or college quarterbacks would come up and introduce themselves to him. And they'd sit and they'd chat for, you know, about a minute, 2 minutes, just where are you from? What do you do? Like, what's your strengths? How's life, basically? Well, for Quinn Ewers, that conversation stretched from about 10 to 15 minutes. And that was after the first day of throwing where they went through all of the drills with Peyton and Eli, not just warming up and sitting there talking. It was a full-fledged workout for these guys, for all the high school campers. It was an extended conversation. So, unfortunately, I did not get to hear from Quinn what that conversation was about, but it was much lengthier than what I saw with many of the other quarterbacks in attendance.
Not asking you for exact ranking, but where would – and it's an on-air competition. It's an on-air camp. Where would Quinn have ranked for you, though, from what you saw? Top three? Top two?
Probably top two. It was Quinn, Carson, Beck. Again, it holds true with what, you know, we see these preseason rankings and kind of a preseason hype going into 2024. They were the two best arms that I saw. I was really impressed with Jackson Dart as well. I've mentioned it before, Jerry, but Braden Shager, the quarterback at Hawaii, really talented arm out of Highland Park originally.
Highland Park High, yeah.
That ball zips out of his arm. So he's kind of that sleeper pick for me this week, and I was really, really impressed with what he could do with his arm.
And now let's move on. So Arch Manning, he was there. I'm not sure he went through the full experience like the older quarterbacks. I think that's really going to start for him next year, right? Yeah. Because the last thing the Manning Passing Academy wants is a bunch of videos with Quinn and Arch out there and Texas fans saying one or the other guy is better, right? But what did you see from Arch? More importantly, what did you hear from Arch that you liked?
Yeah, first off, well, the Manning Passing Academy, I believe Archie mentioned it in his press conference. He's like, you know, we don't like taking two quarterbacks from a single school. Obviously, this year we did, and we did so for Texas with Quinn and Arch, but we also did it with Oregon with Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore, another five-star kid that is still waiting his turn to get behind the behind center there. So it doesn't happen often, and I'm not sure if it'll happen again next year, but they did have multiple schools with two quarterbacks. But talking to Arch, and talking to Cooper and Peyton and Archie, you know, I kind of got the sense that, you know, the family's very content with where he is and his development. That's been the recurring theme, I feel like, since he's stepped foot on campuses. We trust the process. We trust Steve Sarkisian. I asked Cooper specifically, I was like, what is it about Coach Sark that, you know, gets you excited about where Arch will end up? And he goes, well, you look at where he's been and what he's done with other quarterbacks at previous stops, whether it be Washington, USC, or Alabama. Well, we've seen that day-to-day improvement, you know, whether it be season one to season two to season three and off to the draft, these guys improve year in and year out. So there's no need to rush. You know, his time will come. It's all about when it is, will he be ready? And right now, behind the scenes, we're doing what we can for him to be ready. Of course, Arch echoed that as well, and he's excited. He's been throwing with Silas Bolden, Ryan Wingo, Jonte Cook, all these guys behind the scenes in summer as well. And he's excited for this wide receiving group, whether it's him or Quinn throwing to him. He said, yeah, those guys, they're going to be very impressive this year for the Texas Longhorns. And singled out, you know, Ryan Wingo and Silas Bolden. He's like, Silas Bolden, that's a dog. Texas fans are going to like him. He got here in June. He's already impressed in his first month here as a Longhorn. But again, for me specifically, just when my time comes, and I know it's going to come eventually, I got to be ready for when it's my turn to step foot in the ring. And right now I'm doing my best to make sure that I am ready whenever that time comes.
So one of the funny things that was so inaccurate with Arch coming out of high schools, did he have the arm strength? CJ, you watch him up close again. I mean, how big of a joke was that?
Oh, you could make his last name anything, Jerry, and that five-star ranking would not change. Yeah. His arm is comparable to anybody that I saw in attendance this week. He's accurate. He can move on the run. He's got that athleticism more so than what we saw with Peyton and Eli even in the NFL. But again, that arm shouldn't ever be questioned again. He's a very talented quarterback and a guy that I think will make Texas fans very happy.
No doubt. And so we're going to finish up with the Texas quarterback talk with this. And then we're going to talk about the SEC quarterbacks that were there on the Texas schedule, maybe a couple of the other guys. But this. So Sark has Quinn Ewers. Obviously, Malik Murphy's gone. So first quarterback commitment was California. But Quinn was a Texas guy. Arch, Louisiana. Trey Owens, Texas kid. Cy Fair. Mm-hmm. KJ Lacy, Alabama. Now Diabellin, 26, Florida. There's a theme. And while Sark is recruiting the Cali quarterbacks, we'll see what 2027 class presents. This is an SEC roster of quarterbacks at this point, CJ. I mean, Saraland High in Alabama near Mobile.
Yeah.
Texas never recruited a quarterback, let alone a player from Saraland. Then you had Diabelle at American Heritage. Texas has never signed or had a commitment from a player at American Heritage, to my knowledge. So Texas, clearly the quarterback room's even looking SEC ready.
Right. No, I think the big thing there, and we talk about what the most impressionable moments are for these high school kids. It's probably 4 or 5 years before they start to commit and before they start really taking this recruiting time seriously. And it certainly helps when you're winning football games on the field and going through and competing for championships, whether it be conference or national. But for me, it's a little different with quarterbacks because you start seeing five-star guys fall into a class at a specific school, and you get to see and understand that hype of why they picked there. You know, there's a number one quarterback in the country. Why is he going to Texas? And then they start seeing another five-star quarterback commit to Texas, and they say, okay, wait a minute. What's the deal here? Why is Texas all of a sudden getting these five-star quarterbacks? It hasn't been a quarterback-producing school in the past. What's the deal now? Well,
how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
As they grow and they start to understand what coaching strengths are and what how big development is at the quarterback position, they do their homework a little bit. They say, oh, Steve Sarkisian, AJ Milwee, they can develop these guys pretty well.
And if you needed a soundbite, Cooper Manning's to you.
100%. And so they say, you know, as these kids grow, they start to understand, yeah, that's a school that develops quarterbacks. They right. They have these five-star kids in the fold for a reason. And other five-star quarterbacks, Diabelle, you know, KJ Lacy to an extent, you know, they start to understand that. They say, that's where I want to go to get developed because I see it happening for other guys. The NFL is the end goal. These guys have a great resume under their belt, Milwee and Sark, and that's just another strength that they can use on the recruiting trail to lure in these big-time five-star quarterback arms. And if you got, you know, them stocked up, Jerry, more times than not, good things tend to happen for your football program.
And an interesting thing, there's some tie-ins. Arch Manning, KJ Lacy, trained with David Morris of QB Country. both started training with him in third grade, I believe. Eli Manning used to, is a really good friend of David Morse, who played at Ole Miss and even trained with David Morse. Mm-hmm. Then there's the Manning family, Bell family tie-in. Rajah Bell's a former NBA athlete that was a developmental player to have a career in the NBA. So understanding that Manning family and their focus on development, not instant gratification, the quarterback position, I think are great calling cards for Steve Sarkisian in that recruitment of Dia Bell. All right, but now, CJ, let's shift gears a little bit. Got a few minutes left here. Let's talk about the SEC quarterbacks on the schedule that were at Manning Passing Academy. Carson Beck, obviously, is a big one. Connor Wiegman and Jackson Arnold, right, Texas fans really care about. And obviously, Blake Shapen was there as well. Carson Beck, what were your – because that's obviously the first time you've seen him in person. I saw him in high school at a camp. He was coming out of Mander at the time. Obviously, his body's changed a lot, but he's a really talented kid, led Mandarin to a state title there, which hadn't been happened in a while. But what were your thoughts of watching Carson Beck in person?
Yeah, no, he's much taller than I originally anticipated.
He's a 6'4", 225 type of kid.
He's a big kid. I'm not sure if you know that stood out to me at all when watching him on film a year ago. But seeing him in person, yeah, he's a big kid. He's excited to come down to Austin. Of course, I asked him a little bit. I said, hey, you know, you play Texas. What gets you excited about going there? He's, well, it's the history. It's that stadium, and it's where that program is now. And so he certainly understands that Texas is coming to the SEC to compete with Georgia, with Alabama, and some of those top programs. And so for that game, and he saw it firsthand with Texas and Alabama a few years ago in Austin. He understands it's going to be a big game. I was impressed with him. He was probably right there with Quinn Ewers in terms of throwing the ball in these workouts. Again, seeing him on the run, and very similarly to Quinn, Jerry, we don't see him kind of make those off-platform throws all too often. Right. He's got a great offensive line in front of him. He can do it very easily, and it's effortless when he's on the run, especially to his right when he can throw to his arm side. I was impressed there. He also talked a little bit about his wide receivers because there was some turnover. He no longer has Ladd McConkie, Brock Bowers. They're off to the NFL. Those were two, you know, picks taken in the top 40 in this year's NFL draft. He's excited. He's like, yeah, we got London Humphreys, Ra-Ra Thomas, a couple of these guys right now that are coming in. I'm not expecting much of a drop-off because these guys help make that wide receiving room so deep. Texas has six guys vying for three spots right now. George is very much in that same conversation, and they're all very talented.
I think London Humphreys was one of the sleepers out of the portal. The Vanderbilt transfer receiver. Remember that name, Texas fans at Georgia this year. One of the more underrated prospects out of the portal. Wide receiver for Vanderbilt, now at Georgia. All right, CJ. Jackson Arnold, Connor Wiegman. Thoughts on those two guys? Because Texas fans want the good and the bad, mostly the bad.
Yeah, I didn't see Wiegman throw a whole lot. I don't think he participated Thursday when these guys were – if he did, I didn't see him, so that might have been on me. But I got to see a little bit of Jackson Arnold. Again, I think his best strength is throwing the ball deep. I think that's where he can really let his arm kind of just take over and just throw the ball down the sideline or on that post route, you know, kind of pick a spot down the field, whether it be 30, 40 yards, and just let it fly. That's kind of where his strength has always been. The question is, and again, jumping from year one to year two, is what does that mean for his reads? You know, can he go from a read one to a read two to a check down? It took Quinn Ewers a few years to get that under his belt. For Jackson Arnold, I think that's going to be a bit of a slow play this year as well. And for luckily for him, that OU offense is all about getting the ball vertically down the field. And with Andrell Anthony, Nick Anderson, Deion Burks, they're going to have the horses to stretch the field vertically. So that plays into his strengths. Now, if you take it away and you play that cover two, that three high look, whatever, and you kind of negate that, is he going to be able to beat you in the intermediate? Where we've seen Quinn Ewers in these kind of passing situations and even in person, right? You know, anything within 20 yards, it feels like it's an automatic. Quinn's putting it where it needs to go on time, on the money. That's his strength. I'm not sure Jackson Arnold's going to be there yet. Not saying he won't ever get there. Just right now, I question that about him. With Wiegman, I thought he looked better physically. I spoke to him kind of off the record, and I said, hey, you going to be healthy this year? And he laughed, and he said, yeah, I feel very good. We'll see if that holds up. Obviously, the offensive line's a big question mark going into 2024. But he looks much more, I'd say, fit you know, he looks like he's added a few pounds of muscle to his frame there. And again, he's a guy that, having seen him throw a couple times now in person, that baseball background stands out time and time again, Jerry. Yeah. He can make those off-platform throws. I bring that up a lot, but in this day and age,
shortstop feet too.
That's exactly it. The footwork stood out. The arms, his body's in unison whenever he needs to get on the run, and so I was impressed by him.
All right, CJ. Last thing we're going to do is talk about recruiting. We're going to close out because there's a big decision coming about 3:30 from Smith Orogbo at A-Leaf Hastings. Before I do that, I'm going to take a second again for Longhorn Wealth. Thank you to our sponsor, John Donovan, president of Longhorn Wealth Management Group. As a proud University of Texas Aces alum, John served for 15 years as a Dallas, Texas Aces board member and is now helping lead the build out of the Collin County, Texas Aces chapter. His passion for UT drives his volunteer commitment to not only serve his fellow alumni through his dedication to the Texas Aces organization, but he has also dedicated his firm to serving the wealth management needs for all his fellow UT alumni and all University of Texas employees. John joined us yesterday at the UT SEC kickoff party, and the sign there said SEC just means more. And likewise, John wants to mean more to all of the On Texas football family by offering everyone his certified financial planning expertise and over 30 years of experience providing solutions and services in the investment, retirement, insurance, and estate planning areas of wealth management. So to receive your free 90-minute consultation to explore how Longhorn Wealth can help you and your family secure your own financial future, simply call the Longhorn Wealth team at 972-707-4900 or schedule an appointment at www.longhornwealth.net. And as John always says, hook them. All right, CJ, it's commitment day, announcement day. See what Smith Orogbo does. But Smith Orogbo, Texas or Oklahoma is where I feel like this decision is going to come down to. Washington, Texas Tech in it. I think the Texas Tech picks were way premature on this, but Texas and Oklahoma, a little Red River battle here for the four-star edge out of Hastings. Been in communication with both those staffs multiple times in the last 24, 48 hours. Yeah. After the weekend, Texas needs some positive momentum again. Texas fans sure as heck need a hit of positive momentum. So it'll be interesting to see Smith Orogbo announcing here in just a few hours.
Yeah, so momentum would be nice, wouldn't it, Jerry? Again, I'm with you. Smith Orogbo has been very quiet about this process. Nothing really leaks out from his circle when it comes to where he's leaning one way or the other. So it made sense after that Tech visit to see some crystal balls go in, you know, maybe again, premature there. Premature. I'm with you. I believe it to be a Red River shootout for Smith Orogbo. There's not a lot of confidence on the side of Oklahoma at this moment. And I spoke to somebody up there this morning for the sense that, hey, I know that decision's coming. We don't know where they stand. And that essentially was the case from Oklahoma's side. I know Texas, after this weekend, needs some momentum. I think they've been pushing pretty hard this past week. And he's a talented prospect. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's more developmental piece. I'm not sure with – I think Zena a little bit last year at this time was developmental as well, long-term. You see the frame, you see the get-off, but what's he going to be physically? Well, by the end of his time and, you know, going into the Under Armour All-American game, he was up to, what, 255 pounds, Jerry? Yeah. He filled out very well, and I think that carried over into spring ball, obviously. He's up to about 260 right now as we enter fall camp in about 4 weeks. So will that be the case for Smith Orogbo? I'm not sure, but at the end of the day, his get-off's elite, his acceleration, and his bend is elite. And I think at the end of the day, when you get that body right, you'll have a pretty good football player.
No doubt. I think he's an NFL ceiling, could be a potentially high draft pick ceiling. I think that much of Smith Orogbo as a prospect. And it's one that Texas – people have wondered, how bad does Texas want Smith Orogbo? They want him very badly. And we talked about this. Going into these visits, that board's not 100% set.
Right.
There's continued evaluations in May. There's the visits in June. And then that's part of the final evaluation process. But I can tell you, the Texas staff thinks this Smith Orogbo kid has elite upside as a pass rusher. And so if he were to pick Texas today, that would be huge in the eyes of the Longhorn staff, because what were you going to see the difference for Texas this year with Trey Moore and Colin Simmons off the edge is what they think Smith or Orogbo could be long term.
Jerry, real quick, I want to get your thoughts on a potential class of Smith or Orogbo joining Lance Jackson. Ooh. What does that mean long term on that edge spot for both of those guys in the class?
I think it'd be a heck of a class. I mean, Lance Jackson may end up being a five-star prospect. Smith Orogbo is a borderline top 100 kid in the country. So that would be two edge prospects that could be top 100 guys in the country.
Yeah.
So, and one's 6'6", 260. The other guy's 6'4", 220. So they're total different players. But you're going to have a power rusher that could also maybe be a 280-pound three technique when you go to NASCAR package. And then you have Orogbo, who could play off the edge and be a dynamic pass rush potential prospect, but also he's athletic enough to drop like they do with Ethan Burke. So he's got that ability. I think it'd be an A-plus combination for the Horns.
Well, good deal.
All right. Yeah, all right. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of Talking Ball. Hope you guys enjoyed it. For CJ Vogel, I'm Jerry Hamilton, and we'll talk to you guys later. CJ, Rod, Coach Shipley, have winning drive coming up at 4:30.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.